As we continue in our worship together this evening, we come now to the Lord's table. And as we come to the Lord's table tonight, I am uniquely reminded of God's grace and His love for us through the sacrifice of Christ. Dale, if you remember last time, I struggled a little bit getting these gloves on. So I'm working it early. Recently I have had not the privilege, I wouldn't say, categorize it as such, but I've had the opportunity and the calling to attend several funerals to minister over them. In fact, the last time I was here, 1 month ago, an employee of ours died suddenly that very morning. And then a week later, my wife's uncle died in a plane crash. And I am uniquely reminded and have been reflecting on the reality of the fragility of our lives. That as we just reflected on in the text, that yes, we do all stand on the edge of eternity, but oftentimes we do not realize, as James says to us, how much our lives are like a vapor. That while we live here in this earth, that we believe that we have this sense of control, that we have this understanding of how we're going to move about this earth, and sometimes that's just not the case. Because God, by His providence, He directs all of our paths, and God, by His providence, He moves in different ways and in various ways. But as we come to this table tonight, we are reminded that although God's providence does strike, and sometimes it is scary and it's frightening for us to see, that Jesus, by His sacrifice, has given us the sure foundation in the joy and the hope that we need to live this life presently. Because Jesus conquered the grave for us, because Jesus went to the cross for us, because Jesus gave His life first perfectly and completely to us. This table, what it testifies to us tonight, is that Jesus gave His life, His sacrifice, in order that our lives could be fixed forever in His. So that our hope could be fixed forever in His eternal hope. Because this table does not just point to a Savior who is dead, but it points us to a Savior who is presently alive. That as we feast here tonight, that we are feasting on the sacrifice of Christ, who is our resurrected Lord and Savior, who is feeding us spiritually in this table by His body and His blood. That this table reminds us and it encourages us in our faith. That we have been redeemed, that we have been purchased, that we have been bought, that Christ, through His sacrifice, has made the way not only for our lives now, as we fellowship around the table together, and we remember this common sacrifice that He has brought us into this faith to share, but it also points us to that reality that we will once again take this table together with all the peoples throughout all eternity in the presence of our Lord and Savior. That as Jesus said there in Matthew 26, He says, "I long to share again this table with you in that eternal kingdom." Until that time, Jesus feeds us here presently, reminds us of His joy and His sacrifice presently. On the night in which Jesus was crucified, He took the bread and He broke it. He said, "This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this." Also, in the same way, after He had given thanks, He took the cup and He said, "This cup is the new covenant of My blood. Do this in remembrance of Me." And so at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, we remember Christ's sacrifice. We remember what He has done on the cross for us. Invite us in by His grace. And so this table tonight is meant for those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ, who have seen His love for them, who know what it means and have followed Him by faith, for those who have been baptized into the body of Christ and have responded by faith, whether it's at this church or another gospel-believing church. This table is meant for you, but that does not describe you tonight. We ask that you refrain from these elements because there is nothing in them except for by the faith that God gives us, except for by his working in our hearts by grace. In fact, the scripture would say that if we take so without understanding, without receiving Jesus by faith first, we are doing so in judgment to ourselves. So I ask that you do not take these elements, but reflect on them. Ask myself, ask one of the elders here, what does it mean to follow Jesus by faith?